Blog Talk Radio.
How good is God to those whose hearts are pure? But as for me, I came so close to the edge of the cliff that my feet were slipping and I almost fell over. Because I was envious of the prosperity of the proud and the wicked. Yes, all through their lives, their road is smooth. They grow sleek and fat. They aren't always in trouble and plagued with problems like me. Their pride sparkles like a jeweled necklace, and their clothing is woven of cruelty. These are fat cats, everything, and their hearts could ever wish for. They scoff at God. They threaten God's people, and they proudly speak against them. They boast against the heavens, the words of God, and they strut through earth. And so God's people are dismayed, and they are confused. They drink it all in. They stand around and ask each other, God, realize what's going on. Look at these men of arrogance. They never have to lift a finger. Theirs is a life of ease, and all of the time their riches multiply. Have I been wasting my time taking the trouble to be pure? Because all I get out of it is trouble and woe every day, all day long, day after day. If I had really said that I would have been a traitor to your people, yes, it is so hard to explain it, this prosperity of those who hate the Lord. But one day I sat down and I began to meditate. And then I thought about the future of all of these evil men and what a slippery slope sin is. Suddenly God will send them sliding and slipping over the edge of the cliff and all the way down to their destruction. An instant end to all of their happiness, all eternity terror. Their present life is only a dream. They will awaken to the truth once. As one awakens from a dream of things that never really were, when I saw this, what a turmoil filled my heart. I saw myself so stupid and so arrogant, so ignorant. I must seem like an animal to you, O God, but even so you love me. You're holding my right hand. You keep guiding me all the days of my life with your wisdom and your counsel. And you receive me, even then, into the glorious glories of heaven. Whom have I in heaven but you? And I desire no one on earth as much as you. My health fails, my spirit droops, yet God remains. He is the strength of my heart because he is mine forever. But those refusing to worship God will perish, for he destroys those who serve other gods. But as far as I go, for me and my house, in this day, I get as close to him as I can. And I have chosen him. And I will tell everyone about the wonderful ways that he rescues me. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in this morning. This is Watch Your Ruth. It's 10:29, 2013, 7:35. I love mornings. Creator God is looking down from the heavenlies. He has given us the prophets, and they have given us his wise counsel through their words in the scriptures. And men have consistently rejected his words. He has said in his words that they've hardened their hearts. So they are like now a rock that can't even be pierced with their hearts wax cold to humanity. They are lovers of the creature more than the creator. They can't see through the fog of the reality of this world into the secret places where only the Most High dwell. They are predestinated to be burned from the inside out. They love not the truth. And so because they did not want to love the truth, they will be given a lie. They will be indulged in as much of that as they want. Path is wide, and many walk down that path. But that is not you. Because you are a kindred spirit. And you sit in a heavenly pew seat among a very special family, a peculiar nation, a holy priesthood, chosen from the foundations of the world, ones who loved God from the very beginning, who lean not on their own understanding, but in all things turn to God's wisdom. For they know that there is only the wisdom of the light, and only the true light is the life. There is no life in darkness. And even though prosperity may prevail on earth, to those who walk the way, the wide path, at the end of the road lies destruction, not life. And God tells over and over and over again, that state will leave you as one with a hardened heart, one who loves the creature. And that creature will come to kill, steal, and destroy, to take away your eternal joy. Be prepared on the full armor of God so you can fend off the slings and arrows of Satan, Apollyon, Apollo, Lucifer, the fallen one, who comes back as the shining one, comes to deceive those who could be deceived. The small remnant will not. Only those elect who wish to have eyes to see, who wish to have ears to hear, who wish to have a heart to understand, who pursue the knowledge of God night and day, night and day, night and day, they will be the ones who are rank and file, who are ready, who are armed, who are aware, who will see the thin veil being torn from the top down. For it will be God himself who tears the veil. And there will be silence in heaven for a half an hour. So let us see and let us know this is true. How good is God to Israel, to those who have hearts who are pure. He's a good God. And starting at the end of Jeremiah 45 is where I'm going to read, although I know I didn't end there, but I want to start there this morning, and then I'm going to go back to the beginning. This is the message Jeremiah gave to Baruch in the fourth year of the reign of King Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, after Baruch had written down all of God's messages as Jeremiah was dictating them to him. O Baruch, the Lord God of Israel says this to you. You have said, woe is to me, I don't have troubles enough already. And now the Lord has added more. I am weary of this, and I am weary of sighing, and I find no rest. But tell Baruch this. The Lord says, I will destroy this nation that I built. I will wipe it out, what I have established. Are you seeking great things for yourself? For I will bring great evil upon all those people. I will protect you wherever you go as your reward. So there you go. Father, Creator God, you who named the stars, you who breathed the breath of life into Adam, put the Holy Spirit in him, you who are the great cardio knower and the knower of all hearts, who see down to the bone and the marrow that you divide, you who see all, you who know the methods and the purpose of all actions, you who know all things and all is revealed to you and nothing hidden from you in all times through the eons of all creation, even before the foundations of this earth and into the continuance of the eons of the age to come. Incline thine ear unto me, Father, and hear this petition from this child of your creation today, that it is my wish and it is my good pleasure that you would restore your saints today, that you would restore each chief and each assistant and each soldier realized that they are not lost, that they will not flee at night or go out through the gate that cannot be seen. Father God, lift them up and renew their minds. Give them the spirit of the Ruach, Holy Spirit, that lets them know they are alive and that you are alive. And that you sit at the right hand of your Father, pleading day and night, day and night, day and night. Father, these are your children. Hear their petition. I plead for them as their counselor. Strengthen them. Straighten their paths. Give them a clear mind, that they could discern good from evil. That you would put a renewed love, like a brand new mist on the morning flower, just as it begins to open. And you kiss it with your mist and your love. and you bring the sun up and it shines on your flowers and it brings out your glory. And I would just pray that every saint in these final hours, in these final days, the renewed mist and glory and blessing. We need to be the leaders. I'm sorry. God is so sorry that his family is so small. And he's leaving it up to you, for there is no other. None will stand. All will turn away, deny God. He has said over and over, do not turn from me. Do not worship false idols of this world, for they hold nothing for you. They are made of but wood and rock, and they do not stand. They will not move. They need a nail to hold them up. They are not held up by God. You who have eyes to see and ears to hear and a heart to understand are going to be the only ones who will be able to lead the blind into sight. And you will be the ones that God said you were the wine vessels that I created to spread my blood upon this land. Creator God of the universe, who I turn to daily, who leads and guides my path, who gives me my very breath each day. Thank you for giving me wisdom. Thank you for giving me a renewed spirit and all the saints a renewed spirit in your holy son's name, Yahuwah. Thank you. Thank you for preparing a place for me. Thank you for preparing this heavenly body of saints, that which we sit together now in the pew seats of the heavenlies, those of which you have prepared for us, those of which you know our hearts have trodden, our hearts have been beaten, our hearts have been broken, our hearts have been yearning, our hearts are concerned and hurt. Our hearts see the pain of the world and the corruptness of humanity and what it does to God's heart. And it is only by the blood of Jesus Christ can we face this wicked nation and all the wicked nations that turn to the false idols and gods of this earth. Just as the word of Jeremiah says, over and over, over and over, over and over and over, I have asked you over and over. I have dictated a scroll. I have written it down. I have sent my prophets over and over, but you turn to prophets and not prophets. You throw my prophets into prisons. You throw my prophets into cisterns. You render them helpless, and you don't listen to them. God threatens you with death unless you tell the truth. they send them back to the dungeon. Just as it says in Jeremiah 39, they threw him into the cistern because he told the truth. Jeremiah 40. Nebuchadnezzar, king of the guard, took Jeremiah to Ramah, along with all the exiled peoples of Jerusalem, and all who were being sent. The captain called for Jeremiah and said, "The Lord has brought this disaster on the land just as he said he would. These people have sinned against the Lord." That's why it's happening. "Yeah, I'm going to take you off your chains and let you go. If you want to come with me to Babylon, fine. I will see that you're well cared for, but if you don't want to come, don't. The world is before you. Go where you like." Now, when the leaders of the Jewish guerrilla bands in the countryside heard that the king of Babylon had appointed Gedaliah as governor over the poor of the land who were left behind and had not exiled everyone to Babylon, they came to see Gedaliah at Mizpah, where this headquarters were. These are the names of the leaders who came: Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, Jonathan, Caesariah, Ephi, Jezaniah, and their men. And Gedaliah assured them that it would be safe to surrender to the Babylonians. "Stay here, serve the king of Babylon, and everything will go well for you. And as for me, I will stay at Mizpah and intercede for you with the Babylonians who will come here to oversee this administration. Settle any city you wish. Establish yourself there. When the Jews in Moab, among the Ammonites, and in Edom, in all the nearby countries heard that a few people were still left in Judah and that the king of Babylon had not taken them all away and that Gedaliah was the governor, they began to return to Judah looking for prosperity, going back. They stopped at Mizpah to discuss their plans with Gedaliah, and then they went out to the deserted farms and gathered the great harvests of wine, grapes, and other crops. But soon afterwards, Jonanan and the other guerrilla leaders came to Mizpah to warn Gedaliah that Baalis, the king of the Ammonites, had sent Ishmael to assassinate him. But the king wouldn't believe him. Jonan had volunteered to kill him secretly, but he wouldn't believe him. The king said, "You're lying about this." But he invited him over with several other men. And while they were eating, Ishmael and the 10 men in the league with him suddenly jumped up and pulled out their swords and killed Gedaliah. They went out and slaughtered all the Jewish officials and the Babylonian soldiers who were in Mizpah with Gedaliah. "80 men approached Mizpah from Shechem, Shiloh, and Samaria to worship at the temple of the Lord. They had shaved off their beards, torn their clothes, and cut themselves, and they were all bringing offerings and incense. Ishmael went out from the city to meet them, crying as he went. When we faced them, he said, 'Oh, come and see what's happened to Gedaliah. And when they were all inside the city, Ishmael and his men killed all of them and threw them into a cistern, made captives of all the people, even the captain of the guard. They took all their men and set them out to stop him. They caught up with him in the pool near Gibeon. The people with Ishmael shouted for joy when they saw Jonah and his men, and they ran to meet him. Meanwhile, Ishmael escaped with 8 of his men into the land of the Amorites, where they were afraid of what the Babylonians would do when they heard the news that they had killed Gedaliah, the governor. Then Jonan and the army of captains and all the people, great and small, said, "Pray for us to the Lord your God, for as you know so well, we are only a tiny remnant of what we were before. We will hide nothing from you," said Jeremiah. "We will send our pleas out, and if we obey, everything will go well for us." And he said to them, "You sent me to the Lord God of Israel with your request to this. Stay here in this land. If you do, I will bless you. Don't fear the king of Babylon. I'm with you, and I will save you. I'll be merciful to you. I'm making him kind so he will not hurt you or make you a slave. But if you refuse to listen, this is what will happen, O remnant of Judah. The Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, says, if you insist on going into Egypt, war and famine will follow you. This is the fate awaiting everyone who refuses. If you insist to go back to Egypt, yes, you will die from famine and disease. Just as my anger and my fury were poured out upon the people of Jerusalem, so will it be poured out upon you when you enter back into Egypt. So do not go back, O remnant of Judah. Do not go into Egypt. Never forget this warning I've given you today. If you go back, it'll be at the cost of your own lives. So if you go back, you will be deceitful to me, to pray for you, and said, just tell us what God says for you to do. For today I've told you exactly what he said, but you will not obey any more now than you did any other time. Therefore, know for a certainty that you will die by the sword, by famine and disease in Egypt, because that is where you insist on going." Well, I didn't make it to chapter 45, but I'll start up again chapter 43 tomorrow. Remember to put on the full armor of God, and don't be deceived by Satan. Don't let people spoil your inheritance by negative words and lies, because Satan is powering up, and he has a big army. He's been working on his army a long time. Remember, you are the army of God, and you are an armored army because you have Holy Spirit love in you. Go out today and spread it around. Drag someone away from Satan. And if you do, you will have an honored position, because God comes to rescue, and he brings his reward with him. And he is the cardio knower. He knows everything. You can't hide one thing from him. Not one thing. Nothing. Everything. Every thought. Think about him all day today, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.